Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
Dozens of internationally recognized writers, such as Richard Russo and Cornel West, are visiting Boston this weekend. They're taking part in the workshops, panel discussions, performances, and readings for the first ever annual Boston Book Festival, which opens tomorrow in Copley Square. To find out more about the festival, of which we should say WBUR is a media partner, and to find out what makes Boston attractive to writers, we talked with the festival's founder and president, Deborah Porter. Talk about Boston from the writer's point of view in a couple of different ways, if you can. What is it about this city that provides such a rich source of material for writers who write about Boston or base their stories in Boston, do you think?
Boston has an interesting history and great neighborhoods, and so writers have a lot to write about in that respect, the variety and diversity of the neighborhoods. I think that for a writer, Boston is a great place because we have so many readers.
And is that why we have, as you said a minute ago, an embarrassment of riches? Why is Boston such a haven for writers?
I think writers are attracted by the universities we have here, the writing programs. So I think a lot of people are attracted to the area for that reason and stay because Boston's such a great place to live.
The Boston Globe hosted a book festival back in 2003, but unlike other cities, Boston hasn't had an annual book festival like this one. What was the inspiration for this event?
Boston is the only major city and even the only minor city in the United States and even the world that doesn't have a big public event to celebrate book culture. And it seemed that in a city of readers and intellectuals and universities that that was something that was lacking in the city of Boston. And so I and a few other people got together and said, let's put on a book festival.
It's been a long road getting to the opening of the festival with the kickoff tonight and then the festival itself tomorrow. You've been working on this for some time.
We had a lot of learning to do about how one goes about putting together a team of cultural institutions and then getting sponsors to fund the festival because we are an independent nonprofit.
The festival comes as the number of people reading books using technology instead of the printed page is growing and growing rapidly. Are you among those worried or excited about that? I know that technology is going to be addressed at the festival.
It is. We are having a program on the future of reading, books without pages. But I'm not worried. I'm excited at the prospects of technology and reading. Hardly a day goes by without a new entrant into the e-reader market.
Of all the events that are happening at the festival, what is it that you're most excited about?
I'm most excited about Orhan Pamuk, who's the 2006 winner of the Nobel Prize for Literature. He'll be giving our keynote presentation. He's a great intellectual and a defender of free speech, and we are very honored to have him at the festival.
Given what you've seen so far, are you confident that this first annual book festival will in fact become an annual event after 2009?
Absolutely. There's been so much excitement and anticipation for this book festival that I am confident that it will continue.
Deborah Porter, thanks a lot for coming in. Good to meet you.
Thank you for having me.